Shalom aleichem raboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Beis HaShem Yizborach, we're about to begin the seventh and last topic of Parshas Nosoi, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and the korbonos that the Nesiim brought in honor of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The inauguration of the Mishkan took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost a year after we left Mitzrayim. This date appears in the Torah three times. The first time at the end of Parshas Pekudei, the second in Parshas Shmini, and the third time in our Parsha. Which means that this is not written in chronological order, because at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbor, we were holding on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a month after the following Parsha takes place. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Zayin, Posuk Aleph. Vayehi beyoim kalois Moshe Elokim es ha-mishkon. Vayimshach hoisoi, vayikadesh hoisoi ves kol keilov, ves ha-mizbeach ves kol keilov, vayimshachem, vayikadesh hoisom. And it was on the day that Moshe completed erecting the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he anointed the Mishkan, and it sanctified it, and all the Kelim. And he anointed the Mizbeach, and its Kelim. And he anointed all of it, and he sanctified them. Says Rashi, Vayibim, Kalois Moshe. In Rashi's Sefer Torah, the word Kalois was written without a Vav. And Kalas Ksiv. Kalo reminds us of a bride getting married. Because Yom HaKomas HaMishkan Yisrael Kechalo HaNichneses L'chupo. The day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Am Yisrael was like a bride entering her chuppah. Kalois Moshe. Moshe completed erecting the Mishkan. Only Moshe built the Mishkan. Betzalel v'oholiyo v'chol chacham leivoso es ha-Mishkan. And nevertheless, utloya kosu b'Moshe. The Torah attributes the Mishkan to Moshe. Why? Levisha Mosa Nafshe Olov Lirois Tavnis called Dovo Vedovo, Kemoisher Ohu Boho Lohirois Loisiameloch. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisher Nefesh to see and understand exactly how things are supposed to be made. Hashem showed him on Al Sinai in order to teach the Betzalel and Aliyov and all the Chachmei Lev. Veloito Betavnis Achas, because he was Moisher Nefesh, therefore that caused him not to make any mistakes. Dovid HaMelech was Moisa Nefesh to build the Beis HaMikdosh. He collected the money and he figured out the place exactly. Hashem remember all that Dovid did, all that he tortured himself to build the Beis HaMikdosh. Asher nishbal Hashem isforta Hashem im ovoi boyel beisim ele alerez yetzuoi. Says Dovid, I can't come into my tent, I can't sleep in a bed until I build the Beis HaMikdosh. Lefiroch nikro al shmoi, the Beis HaMikdosh is called al shem Dovid, even though he never lived to build it. Shenemar a Beis HaDovid, but because he was Moisa Nefesh for the preparation, is called al shmoi. Same thing over here by Moshe. Whoever is Moshe Nefesh on the item, it's attributed to him. It doesn't simply say on the day that he erected the Mishkan, rather on the day that he finished erecting the Mishkan. Sounds like there was a starting of erecting and the finishing. What does that teach us? All the 7 days of inauguration, from Chof Gimel through Chof Tes Adol, Hoya Moshe Ma'amido Yom Efolkoi. Every day he would put it up and take it apart. Uboisei Yom An Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the 8th day of the Miluim, Ha'amido Yom Pirkoi. He erected it and he did not take it apart. Lekach Ne'emar B'Yom Kalois Moshe Lohokim, on the day that he finished erecting, because Oisei Yom Kolu Akom Oisav. Now he finished erecting everything he did for the past 7 days. When was this? Rosh Chodesh Nisan hoyo. Basheni nisrefa poro. On Beis Nisan, the poro adumo was burnt. Bashlishi hizu hazoya rishoina. And on the 3rd day of Nisan, that's when they sprinkled the first hazoya on whoever needed hazoya. Uvashri gileichu on the 7th day, the Levim, they did the giluach, which we're going to see, Mirz Hashem, next week in Parshas Baal Lo Yischo. פוזוק בית ויקריבו נשיאי ישראל ראשי בית אבויסום, הם נשיאי המטויס, הם הועמדים על הפקודים. The Nesim of the Bnei Israel, the heads of the tribes, they brought korbonos. These are the ones that are going to help Moshe count Am Yisrael, as we saw above in Parshas Bamidbar. Then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nesim together counted Am Yisrael, even though this took place before Rosh Chodesh Nisanov, the counting took place a month later. So either the Torah is written in order of the Torah's writing, namely, this is the one mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar that they helped Moshe count, or this is referring to the future, that they're going to help Moshe count when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes. Says Rashi, Heim Nesi'ei HaMatois. Rashi is going to darsh in the word Matois. Matois could either mean the Shvatim or a stick. Shoyu Shoytrim Aleihem B'Mitzrayim. Voyumukim Aleihem, these were the Nesim, these were the Shoytrim that the Mitzrayim appointed to make sure they make the amount of bricks that they're supposed to make every day. And when they didn't, they were the ones that received the hittings of the Mitzrayim, and they did not pass it on to Am Yisrael. Shenema vayuku shoytrei b'nei Yisrael, and that's where they were chosen to be the Nesim. Heim nesiei hamatois, the Nesim that were hit with the sticks. Heim oimdim al hapkudim shomdim Moshe ve'Aaron kishemonu es Yisrael, when they counted Am Yisrael above in Parshas Bamidbar. Shenema v'itchem yu ish ish lamate. Posuk Gimel vayoviu es korbanom lifnei Adonai sheish gloitzov ushnei osor bokor agolo al shnei nesiim v'shur leechod v'akrivu isom lifnei hamishkon. And the Nesim brought gifts to Hashem. The word korban over here is not the regular korbanos that you bring on the mizbeach. Over here, korban means a gift. And what was the gifts of the Nesim? 6 wagons which had a cover on it. Tzov means a covered wagon, and 12 bulls. Every 2 Nesim brought together an agolo, a wagon, and every Nasi brought a bull. Namely, there were 2 bulls carrying each wagon. 2 Nesim brought an agolo of a shutfus, and each Navi brought a bull. And they brought it lifnei Mishkan, they brought it to Moshe in front of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, sheis egloith tzov, ein tzov elo mechupim, that they were covered. V'chein, the posuk in Yeshayahu, v'tzabim uv'prodim, agolois mechusois, kruyois tzabim. Covered wagons are called tzabim. V'akrivoizom lifnei hamishkon. Rashi darshaning lifnei. It sounds like they had to wait there. Why did they have to wait? Shaloi kibel Moshe miyodom. Moshe did not receive it right away from them, until Hashem told him, yes, receive it from them. What did the Nesim see that over here they decided to be the first to give gifts to the Mishkan on the inauguration day? By the Mishkan, they were not the first, they were actually the last over there. Elokach omra Nesim, originally by the Mishkan, they said to themselves, "Yisnadvu tzibur mashen yisnadvu." Let Am Yisrael give whatever they give. Umashem mechasrin onu mashlimin. Whatever is missing, we'll fill in the rest. But kevon sheroh sheishlimu tzibur esakoyl. Am Yisrael brought everything. Shenema v'amalocho yisodayim. There was nothing left for them to bring. Omru me'ato malonu lasois. What are we going to bring now? They found the precious stones to bring, the Avnei Shoyam, on the shoulder pieces of the ephod and the miluim of the choishen. But they felt bad that they almost lost their chance over there. Therefore, over here, they were the first ones to bring gifts for the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Loshen Tchila sounds like that Am Yisrael also brought gifts. The Pasuk doesn't tell us anything about that, but they brought theirs first. Pasuk Dalet Vayomer Adonai El Moshe Leimor. The only time in the Torah that says Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Leimor without a parsha, a paragraph preceding it. כך מיתום ואויו לעבוד את עבודת אוהל מועד, ונוסעתו יסום אל הלוויים איש כפי עבוד עשוי. And Hashem told Moshe, take the agolos, the wagons, and the bulls from them, and they'll be used in order to help the Levim carry the Mishkan whenever they have to carry the Mishkan from place to place, and give them out to the Levim according to what their needs are. Posuk vav vayikach Moshe es ha'agolos pesabokol vayitein oisom el alvayim. Moshe took it from them and he gave it to the Levim, to Gershon and Merori. And the way Moshe Rabbeinu divided the six agolos and the 12 boko, two of the agolos and four bokor he gave to Bnei Gershon, and four agolos and eight bokor he gave to the Bnei Merari. Why weren't they divided equally? Each one according to their needs. The Bnei Gershon, they're carrying the materials. Those are lighter than the kroshim and the amudim that the Bnei Merari are carrying. Those are heavier. They need more agolos. Who was in charge of the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari? Isomor, as we saw above. Says Rashi, "Kefi avidosom, so your master Bnei Gershon kal Mishel Merori was lighter. So you know, you see, makroshim va'amudim va'adonim, Merori carried the heavy stuff, the beams and adonim. Posuk tez v'levidei kahos loynoson ki avidas akudesh aleihem bakoseif yisou. The Bnei Kahos did not get any agolos because their job was to carry the kelim amukudoshim." And therefore, that has to be carried on their shoulders, not on wagons. It says Rashi, "Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem, ma'aseh dvar hakedusha, ha'aron, ha'shulchan, etc. Lefichach, because if you sew, it's more respectable to hold it on their shoulders as opposed to putting it on wagons." Posuk yud ve'akrivu anesiim eis chanukas hamizbeach b'yoyim imoshach yisoi ve'akrivu anesiim es korbonom. And now the Nesim are going to bring korbonos in to inaugurate the Mizbeach on the day that it was anointed. Moshe Rabbeinu anointed on that day. And they brought their korbonos lifnei hamizbeach. Once again, Rashi is going to darshan this word lifnei, just like he darshaned before in Posuk Gimel, lifnei hamishkon. Says Rashi, ויקריבו הנשיאים את חנוכה את המזבח. לאחר שהסנדבו הגולויס והבוקו, לא עושה את המשכון, the gifts for the משכון, to carry it, נשום ליבום להסנדב קורבונויס המזבח לחנכוי, to inaugurate the מזבח itself. ויקריבו הנשיאים את קורבונום לפני המזבח, they had to wait there, until, כאילו קיבל מוישה מיודו, מה שנאמר להם מפי הגבורו, מוישה did not receive it from them, until Hashem gave him the okay. Posuk yud aleh, vayomer Adonai el Moshe, nosi echod layoim, nosi echod layoim yakrivu es korbonom lachanukas hamizbeach. And Hashem told Moshe, yes, that he should accept it from them, and every nosi should bring on his own day, not all together. Says Rashi, yakrivu es korbonom lachanukas hamizbeach, vadayin lo hoyo Moshe, heoch yakrivu. How should they bring it? Im kiseida toldoisom, im kiseida ramasois, is it according to the way the Shvatim were born, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, or according to the order of the masois that we saw in Parshas Bamidbo? Achenemo le'akodesh, b'mpi ha'kodesh bonchu, yakrivu la'masois, according to the order of the masois, namely Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, etc., as we saw in Parshas Bamidbo, and ish yoimoi, each one on his own day, not altogether. Two questions one could ask on this Rashi. First of all, where does Rashi see in the Pasuk this suffix, kefi seder toldoisom or keseder amasois? All the Pasuk says is no siyach alayoyim, one per day, not all on one day. But where do you see the issue of what the order is? And second of all, how could Moshe possibly be mistopic if it's keseder amasois? The masois, the dgolim, were not invented yet. We're holding now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Masois, the order of the Golim, that only happened later on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as we saw that this parasha is before the Parashat Bamidbo. You have to say that Hashem must have told him that there's going to be a Seder of the Masois. Posugud beis vayehi hamakriv bayom rishon es korbonoi Nachshon ben Aminadav lemate Yehuda. And who is chosen to bring his korbonos first? Nachshon ben Aminadav, the nasi of Shevet Yehuda. Says Rashi bayom rishon. Oinsi hayom not al eserat toris. Rosh Chodesh Nisan had 10 crowns on that day. Namely, 10 special things happen on that day. Rishon lemaise bereishis, Rishon lenesim, kedisa v'seder oilom. Seder Olam is a brisa written by Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafto about the history of the world. Lemata Yehuda yichasu akosuv al shivtoi velo yishegovo mishivtoi v'hikriv. One could have mistakenly read the pasuk Nachshon ben Aminadav collected money from his shevet in order to bring korbonos and he's representing his shevet. Says Rashi, that's not the pshat. Rather, Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the Nosi and came from Shevet Yehuda. How do I know? Maybe the other pshat is indeed right. He collected money from his Shevet. The Pasuk Yud Zayin ends off. It says explicitly, Misheloi Hevi. It was from his personal pocket. Pasuk Yud Gimel V'Korbonoi Karas Kesef Achas. Shaloishim umeo mishkolo mizrok echod kesef shivim mikshekel b'shekel hakodesh shneihem meleim soiled belulav hashemen lemincho. And what was Nachshon Korbon made of? It was made of a silver bowl of kesef, a silver bowl. That weighed 130 shekel, and a mizrok. A mizrok is what they were makabel the dam with, and to throw it on the mizbeach. That also was made out of silver, weighed 70 shekel. Both of them, both the keoro and the mizrok, were filled with flour mixed with oil, intended to be a korban mincha. Says Rashi, shnei meleim soiles leminchas nedovo. Posuk Yud Dalet Kaf Achas Asaro Zahov Meleo Ketores. A ladle made out of gold, and it weighed 10 silver coins, silver shekels, as Rashi will tell us later on at the end of the parasha, Posuk Pei Vov. And this was filled with Ketores. Says Rashi, Asaro Zahov Ketargumoi Mishkal Eser Shikle HaKodesh Hoyubo. Here too, Rashi is telling us that it was made out of gold, but not the weight of 10 gold coins. Rather, it was made out of gold, and it weighed 10 shikle hakodesh made out of silver. Meleo ketoires, lo motzinu ketoires liyochid, velo al mizbeach achitzoin, elo zu bilvad. Veiro ha-shor hoiso. There's something unique happening over here, once in history, or 12 times in history, for all the Nesiim. A yochid bringing ketoires, usually it's a korban tzibul, and secondly, it's going on the mizbeach achitzoin. Usually, ketores goes on the mizbeach apnimi. Posuk tezvov parechod ben bokor ay lechod keves echod ben shnosoi leoilo. One young bull, one ram, and one sheep within its first year. Three of those korbanos as a korban oilo, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Says Rashi, par echod, miyuchod shebeedroi. Rashi is darshaning the word echod. If it says par, I know it's one. There's no reason to write echod. Why did it say echod? To darshan, miyuchod shebeedroi, take the most special bull in the group. And l'chira, that same drosha, we can darshan on ayil echod and keves echod. Posuk de zayin es hirizim echod lechatos. One goat for a korban chatos. Ulezevach ha-shalomim. It says Rashi. Sir izim echod lechatos. What's the chatos for? Lechaper al kever atohoim tumas sofek. To be mechaper just in case they became tomei in a tumah that they're not aware of. Kever HaTohen means it's somewhere deep in the ground that they never even knew about. Tumah Sofek, and they enter the Mishkan by mistake, or they catch him, they need a kapora. And that's what this chatos is about. Pozo Yud Zayin Ulezevach HaShalomim Bokor Shenayim Elim Chamisho Atudim Chamisho Kvosim Bnei Shono Chamisho Ze Korban Nachshoin Ben Aminodov. And for a Korban Shlomim, there were 17 animals. 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 grown-up goats, and 5 sheep. And this was the korban of Nachshon ben Aminodov. As Rashi told us before, his personal korban, not from his shevet. Posuk Yud Ches, Bayoyim HaSheni, Kriv Nesan El Ben Tzuor, Nesi Yisachor, Kriv Es Korbonoi, Karas Kesef Achaz, Shloishim Umeo, Mishkolo, Mizrog Echod Kesef, 70 Shekel Beshekel HaKoydesh, Shneihem Meleim, Soilet Belulov HaShemen, Lemincho. Says Rashi, Hikriv Nesan El Ben Tzuor, Hikriv es korbonoi. 2 strange things Rashi notices. First of all, the double lashon. Hikriv nesanel, hikriv es korbonoi. Why did it say that twice? And secondly, by no other nasi does it say hikriv at all. It just says, bayoy mashlishi, nasi livnei zvulon, elio ben chelon, korbonoi. It doesn't say hikriv at all. Why these 2 differences? Says Rashi, hikriv es korbonoi, ma talmud loimar, Hikriv b'shivtoi shel Yisachor, ma sheloi nema mokol ha-shvotim. The answer is, l'vishe bo Reuven ve'irer ve'omar, shevet Reuven ad ha-taino. Achar shekidmani Yehuda ochi, melo Yehuda goes first, he's the king. But akriv ani acharov, I should be next, I'm a b'choir. Omar lo'i Moshe, m'pi ha-gvuro nema li, shekrivu keseder mason l'digleim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that the order is according to the Degolim that we saw in Parshas Bamidbar. And next after Yehuda comes Yisachar. Lekach nemar, hikriv es korbonoi. The word hikriv is spelled v'uchosar yud. You could read it hakrev. Shu mashma hakrev, loshen tzivui. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, mepi ha-gvuro nitztavo, Hakriv, Hashem told the Shevet Yisachar that they are meant to bring next after Yehuda. Umau hikriv hikriv shnei pomim. Why did it say it twice? Says Rashi, Shebishvil shnei dvorim v'zochor la'akriv v'sheni la'shvotim. 2 zechuyos Yisachar has that he gets to bring second. Achas shoyoyd v'atoiro. They were talmidei chachomim. Shenemar ha'posek divrei ha'yomim u'mibnei Yisachar yoydei bino lo'itim. תלמידי חכמים. ואחז, שאם נוסנו עצו לנשיאים, להסנדב קורבנות הללו. It was שבט יסוחור. It was his idea that the נשיאים should bring these קורבנות. וביסוידו יש לרב מושה הדר של מוצרסי, אומר רבי פינחוס בן יואיר, נסנל בן צור, היסיון עצו זו. Specifically, it was the נוסי of שבט יסוחור, נסנל בן צור, who gave the שבוטים this עצו. All the Rashis, in the next couple of psukim until the end of the korbonos of Yisachar, he's going to be darshaning the korbonos of the Nesim. El derech hadrash, el derech horemes, it's not specifically on the korbonos of Yisachar. Rather, the printers put it over here to separate it from the pshat that Rashi said before, but it applies to the korbonos of Yehuda just as much as Yisachar and all the other shvotim. Karas Kesef, this is all from the Remusha Darshon, as Rashi ends off in Posuk Chav Gimel. Karas Kesef, says Rashi, Minyan Oisi Yoisov, the gematria of the words Karas Kesef, Begematria Tov Tov Kuf Lamed, which is 930. Keneged Shnoisov Shel Odom Rishon, that's the amount of years that Odom Rishon lived. Shloishim Umeyo Mishkolo, what's 130? Al Shem Kishemi Toilodos Lekiuma Oilom. The child that Odom Rishon had that continued the world, not Cain and Hevel, because Hevel didn't have any children, and Cain, all his descendants were wiped out by the Mabul. Who did the world come from? Shase. How old was Odom Rishon when he had Shase? בן 130 שנים היו, שנאמר ויחי אדם 30 ומאז שנה וילד בדמוסוי, he had 6. מזרוק אחד כסף בגמטריות תוף קוף חוף, 520. Split it up into 500 and then 20. על שם נויח, שהם מתוילודו, יש בן תוף קוף שונו. נויח had children when he was 500 years old. And what's the 20 doing over there? ועל שם 20 שונו, שנגזרו גזירס מבול, קוידם תולדו יסוף. 20 years before he had children, when he was 480, that's when הקדוש ברוך הוא made a גזירו that is going to be a מבול. כמו שפירשתי, אצל והיו יום of 120 שונו. As I, Rashi, told you, in Parshas Bereishis and the Pasuk, ויום of 120 שונו, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave humanity 120 years time to do tshuva before bringing the Malbim. ולפיכוך נאמר מזרוק אחד כסף. ולא נאמר מזרוק כסף אחד. כמו שנאמר בקורו. By קורו it says קרס כסף אחס. By מזרוק it says מזרוק אחד כסף. Why is the אחס and the אחד over here is at the end, here it's in the middle? לא אמר שאף אויסיו של אחד מצטרף למניין. By Mizrok Echod Kesef, the word Echod is part of the Gematria. Mashenkin Karas Kesef Achas, only the Karas Kesef is the Gematria. Without the Achas, that's why the Torah switched the Echod to be in the middle of Mizrok Echod Kesef. Shivim Shekel, Keneget Shivim Umoy Shiyotsu Mibonov, the 70 nations that came out from Noyach. Posuk Chov Kaf Achas Asarozahov. Meleo ketoires. Says Rashi, kaf achas. The poshut pshat kaf is the ladle. The drosha, the remez, keneged ha-toiro shenitna biyodoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaf also means a palm. The Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Asor ozov, keneged ha-seres ha-dibrois. Meleo ketoires, gematrio shel ketoires, tayag mitzvois. But not exactly. That only works ובלבד שתחליף קוף בדלת. Take the קוף of the ketoires and switch it for דלת. What gives you the right to do that? על ידי אטבש גרדק. There's a method of switching letters by taking the first and last letter of the aleph beis. Aleph switches with tof, beis with shin, gimel and reish, דלת and קוף. So switch the קוף for a דלת and then ketoires comes out to be תרי"ג מצוויס. So this whole posuk is talking about the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which contains in it Aseres HaDibrois and Tarayag Mitzvois. Posuk Chof Aleph Parechot Ben Bokor Ailechot Kevesechot Ben Shenasoi Leoilo. Says Rashi Parechot Keneged Avrom Shenemar Boi Vayikach Ben Bokor. He took the bull to serve the Malachim. Par is Avrom. Ail echod, keneged Yitzchok, vayikach eso ail, vayidakeidas Yitzchok. Keves echod, keneged Yaakov, as it says, vaksovim hifrid Yaakov, when he was washing the sheep that he made when he worked for Lavan. Posuk chov beis, sirizim echod, lechatos. Says Rashi, lechaper al mechiras Yosef, shenemar bo vayishchatu sirizim. After the Shvatim sold Yosef, they shechted a goat in order to dip his ksoinis in the blood to convince Yaakov that he was killed by a wild animal. Posuk chov gimel ulezevach ha-shalomim bokor shenayim ilim chamisho atudim chamisho kevosim b'nei shano chamisho ze korban nesan el ben tzuor. Says Rashi ulezevach ha-shalomim bokor shenayim keneged Moshe ve'aroin shenosnu sholoim ben Yisroel avim shemashamayim. Two bokor, keneged Moshe and Aaron, they brought peace between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with us in the Midbar, Moshe and Aaron davened for us to make peace. Elim atudim kvosim, three types, shloishon minim, keneged kohanim, levim, uvi Yisraelim. Even though there are really four types, because there's bokor, but the three types of equal numbers, of 5, 5, and 5. Ukenega Turnavim Uksuvim. Sholesh Hamishiyois. There are three sets of 5 Elim, 5 Atudim, 5 Kvosim. Kenega Hamisha Chumoshim, the 5 parts of the Torah. וחמש עשרה דיברויס הכסוב מלוח אחד, וחמישה הכסוב מלוח שני. ועשר עשרה דיברויס are divided into five and five, one on each לוח. All these רמוזים and דרושויס on the קורבונויס the נשיאים brought, עד כאן מיסוידוי של רמוישה הדרשון. This I got from the דרושויס of רמוישה הדרשון. פוסק חוב דלת, ביומה שלישי נוסי לבני זבולון אליאוב בן חילוין. Says Rashi, ביום השלישי נוסי לפני זבולון. ביום השלישי הויו הנוסי המקריב לפני זבולון. Rashi is bothered by, there's a missing verb in this posuk. What about the nosi lifnei zvulun? Says Rashi, the posuk is being mekatzer. What it means to say is, ביום השלישי הויו הנוסי המקריב לפני זבולון וכן כולו. By all the nasim, it says the same thing. And you have to add in this word, on the third or whatever the day was, he was the nosi that was makriv. Who was it? Nosi levnei zvul. Avol benesanel shenema bo hikriv nesanel. Over there it says the verb hikriv nesanel, and therefore there's another change that we see from Yisocho to the rest of the Shvotim. By nesanel it says hikriv nesanel mentzuo. It says the verb. Therefore noifel acharov aloshen loimal nesi Yisocho. Therefore it says Nesi Yisocho, not Nosi Livnei Zvulun. Lifishekvar Hizkir Shmoy Vakravosoi, it said his name and it says the verb that he was Makriv. Umashaar by the other Shvotim, Sheloi Nerbabo Enikriv, there is the missing verb of Hikriv, therefore Nefel Aleim Loshen Ze, Nosi Livnei Ploini, the Nosi of that Shevet. Oisi Ayoim Hoya Nosi Hamakriv Le Shevet Ploini. After you add in the missing verb, hoyo hanosi hamakriv, then it passes to say, nosi livnei, whatever the shevet was, mashen came by Yisochor, it says his name, and therefore it just says, nesi Yisochor. Korbonoi karas kesef achas, shaloishim umeo mishkolo, mizrok echon kesef shivim shekel v'shekel hakodesh, shneihem meleim. So ilez belulav hashemen lemincha kaf achas asaro zahov melei'o ketoires par echod ben bokor ayin echod keves echod ben shenosoi le'oilo seirizim echod lechatos ulezevach hashelomim bokor shenayim ilim chamisho atudim chamisho כבוסים בני שונו חמישו זה קורבן אליאוב בן חילוין. עד כאן, the first part of the seventh and last topic of פרשת נוסוי, the קורבנות of the נסים by the חנוכה המזבח.